Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you have to speak.
How many people are encouraged tonight?
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad that you stopped by the show today. We have an exciting topic today. But before we start, let's have a moment of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for the joy, for the wisdom, for the grace, and understanding that you have given each and every one of us today. Thank you for those that's listening now and those that will come to the air later to hear the Father. Let us be reminded to listen for the sound of the angels and of your voice to hear the Father. We want to give you praise to hear the Father. Please, dear Heavenly Father, move Sadie out of the way and let the Holy Spirit come through on this program, dear Heavenly Father. Let it be a nugget that is said that will help someone along their Christian journey. May the words of my mouth be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Well, today we're going to be talking on a topic, the call to repentance. And for anyone that would like to call in or you want to call someone and give them the number to Join Peace Outreach at Blog Talk at this hour is area code 646-716-4389. That number again is 646-716-4389. And I would love to hear you call in. You may have something you want to share. We're on the program today, so feel free to call into the number and we all can listen and talk together and share in this great topic. You know, God's kindness leads you to repentance, and you'll find that in Romans 2 and 4. And as I was reading that, I'm going to go back to it and read what it says, Romans 2 and 4. It said, "Oh, despise thou the riches of his goodness and forbearing and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads thee to repentance." My, 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 my. You know, there has been numerous times when I have seen God do a sovereign work of repentance, both in an individual life as well as corporate in a church. I have experienced this myself at times when I feel totally undone by the holiness of God and am faced with my own sinfulness and weakness. You know, as I have pondered these divine appointments that have brought life changes, I have asked myself several questions. Why does God call me and us to repentance? What are the conditions in which he called his people to humble themselves and repent? You know, what is it that draws the Father to certain places and certain times to do a deep work of the Spirit? Let me share some of the reason that I found in Scriptures that I would like to share with you today. God called us to repent when we have forgotten who he is. You'll find that in chapter 22 of Isaiah. And in this chapter, God is reminding the nation of Israel that they have forgotten who he is. You'll find that in verse 11. And because of their laziness, they lost ground and the enemy swept in. Though the Lord had great plans for them, they forgot who they were and who their God was. God is warning his people today, repent and atone for these sins of laxity in order to receive their full inheritance. How many of you today may listen to this program, or you may know somebody, have become so lazy that they have lost their ground and the enemy have come right on in? They have laid their hops down they'll put their armors down. But we, as men and women of God, are called today to repentance. You know, we are all offended at him. When you find that in Ezekiel 18,
29 and 32. And in this passage, the people have been complaining about
the lack of justice. They are looking at how the wicked prosper and have decided that God is not just because their good deeds have seemingly gone unnoticed. No, nothing you do is gone unnoticed in God's eyesight. To man, yes, sometime, but you know, to God, no time. He rebuked the people for comparing themselves with others and telling them to get a new heart and a new spirit. He also reminded them that he is a God of mercy and is ultimately responsible for who gets what. The people are to repent of their offense against him and acknowledge his right and his right alone to judge. You know, we are being disciplined. You'll find that in Joel chapter 1, 13 through 20. You know, the first seven chapters of Joel are an urgent cry for the people to wail and moan because of the desolation of their land. You know, the prophets saw the plague of locusts that destroyed their land as a disciplinary measure allowed by God's warning of judgment to come. He called the people to heed these warnings and return to God with all their hearts. They had been double-minded, and it was time to repent. You know, God never allowed bad things to happen that will harm us, but he will allow our sins to take its course in order to turn us back, even if it means experiencing some pain. He disciplined those he loved. You know, God will chastise you. He loves you. If you're doing something wrong, God going to let you know it. He's going to chastise you. You got to go back and repent of what you've done. You know, as I was reminded over in Acts, I'm going to turn back to it right now. Acts, the third chapter and the 19th verse. Let's read what thus said the Lord in the word of God. Okay. In Acts 19 and the third verse. The third chapter and the 19th verse, forgive me. And it says, many of them also which use curious arts brought their books together and burned them before all men. And they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. And if you go to the 20th verse, it says, so mighty grew the word of God and prevailed. Turn your pages over to Acts, the 17th chapter. We're going to go to Acts 17th chapter, and we're going to read verses 26 through 30. And the word of God says, and has made of one blood all nations, amends for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined the time before appointed, and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if they happily they might feel after him, and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our beings, as certainty also of your own poet have said, for we are also his offspring. Verse 29 says, for as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone given by art and man's device. And verse 3 said, and the 30th said, and the time of his ignorance God winked at, but now commanded all men. You see what that say? But now commanded all men everywhere to repent. And that's what God is calling for the nation to do today, to repent, turn from their wicked ways. And, you know, in this first passage, as I was reading, Peter rebuked the people for being ignorant. They did not recognize Jesus for who he was. And I'm asking that question today. Are you recognizing Jesus for who he is? And in the second passage, the Apostle Paul is explaining that human nature always tries to figure out who God is and what he is doing. He was implying that we as human try to make God into our own image rather than the other way around. God knows. God alone is the one who is sovereign, knowing everything and season for all eternity. You know, God urges us to know the truth and not allow our own human reasoning to blind us to his rule and range. God will not be manipulated or man-made. Any tendency to do this must be repentance of. And, you know, I spoke about manipulation last night at the prison and deceit and deceive and deception. And, you know, we have to be so careful. God is not mocked. And, you know, we always, me, others, I don't do it now, but I know of the course of a time, we all have manipulated or something, or man-made something here on earth. Because we wasn't perfect. It's a lot of things we did and said that was not right. And we had to go to God and repent. Because we know, all of us that's listening today, know we could have been chastised, whipped by God. And wouldn't you rather repent now than later? Clean that slate off. You know, I'm going to turn over to Brother Job. I got something from Job today. Also concerning in this chapter, in this topic on the call of repentance. And I'm going to turn over to Job and read what thus said the Lord. Because it's a message right here for us. It sure is. And we're going to go to Job 42. Okay. Just bear along with me. Keep going with your word. We're going to get exactly what we need. Yes, we will. Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. I'll turn on over to it. All righty. The 42nd chapter. And the 1-6, I'm going to read that. And Job answered the Lord and said, I know that thou can't do everything, and that no thoughts can be without hidden from thee. Who is he that hidden counsel without knowledge? Wherefore have I uttered that I understand not things too wonderful for me, which I knew not? Here I beseech you, and I will speak. I will demand of thee and decree thy unto me. I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes have seen. Therefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. And it was so that after the Lord had spoken these words unto Job, the Lord said to Elohim and the Temanites, my wrath is kindled against thee, against the two friends, for ye have not spoken of me the things that is right, as my servant Job had. Here they're talking about Job repenting in dust and ashes. He was repenting to God. He didn't know what all he done, but he was repenting. And that's what we need to do today. You know, after all of the counsel Job received during his severe trials and all this attempt to understand what God was doing to him and why, he finally gave up. He confessed to his God what he tried to speak of things that he could never fully comprehend. God even told him it was his turn to ask the question, and Job turned to answer God. Upon revelation of his own presumptions and pride, Job was ready to hear the voice of the Lord. This lesson is hard, I know, especially for matured believers who have found it easy to rest on their religious experience or past growth and trust their own heart instead of God. All-knowing purpose. No matter how old we are in the Lord, we will always need to approach his children who recognize our limitation and acknowledge his ultimate control. We're talking about the call to repentance today. You know, obviously this list is not concluded as there are many more sins that God will call us to repentance. For I am looking for ones that may not seem to be obvious. In my own life, it is not always easy to see my sins because of my own deception and mindset that has been ingrained for years. So sometimes I have to dig deep, and sometimes I have to ask others. Sometimes I may say, ouch, because that's me doing it up. That's the way I was or whatever. It would be different for each person, and God alone know our heart. We simply obey his prompting and take responsibility for our part. So we need to come to God when we call for repentance, when you're in the body of Christ and God is telling you to go to the altar, repent. Do that. Listen to the voice of God. You know, repenting and in worship, I did find an interesting factor in repentance. Many times when people were called to repent, it wasn't in the midst of worship. You'll find that in Joel 1:13. Joel speaks specifically to you who are ministers, my God. You'll find that in 1 Genesis 13. And then, as I was reading more on repentance, you must minister before my God. And the prophet was praying and confessing and weeping and throwing himself down before the house of God. You know, a large crowd of Israelites, men, women, and children, gathered around him. They too wept bitterly. That lets you know all of us have to be called to repentance. An even more powerful concept is presented in Hosea 14:1-3. Take words with you and return to the Lord. Say to him, forgive all our sins and receive us graciously that we may offer the fruit of our lips. You know, in Hebrews 13:5-15, the fruit of our lips is our sanctifier of praise. Hosea said that if we want to be released in our praise, then we need to repent with our words. We can't just feel sorry and cry for our mistakes. We must make amends by verbally confessing our sins and asking the Lord to cleanse us. You know, as I was going through the scriptures, perhaps we as churches, as a church, need to take serious this invitation to worship and allow the Holy Spirit to draw us to the place of repentance. It is only when we face with the holiness of God that we truly see our desperate need of him. It is only when we need to begin to praise him and thank him for what he is already doing in our life. You know, that's a lot to thank God for. You know, he is that our hearts are ready to receive the truth in the uttermost part. It is only when we acknowledge his leadership and rightful range and rule in our life that he will draw us closer to him. And in Hebrews 10 and 22, it says, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilt conscience. You know, call to repentance today. A lot of you all that's listening may need to repent to the Heavenly Father. You may need to repent to co-workers, family members, friends. You need to repent today. We know it may not be everyone, but somebody's listening today that need to go and ask God to forgive you, you know. And as I was reading, we can, you know, repentment means feeling or regret or remorse. We can have feelings of regret or remorse only when we are sure we have committed a mistake or a number of mistakes or either wrongdoing. It is a feeling of guilt and an urgent need of forgiveness and restoration. Many people do not consider themselves as sinners/wrongdoers. They believe human nature of their consequences for my the consecration and the human nature of their circumstances for any wrong doing in their life. But God, our Creator and Master, declare everyone has sinned and is far away from God's saving grace. You'll find that in Romans 3:23. And if we have any callers on the air that would like to talk about repentance today, feel free to press number 1 on your keypad, and I would bring you in. Because I feel this is an important topic today. In the course of a day, we do things, we say things that we should not have said. We thought things that we should not have thought. We need our mind to be cleansed. And we need to go to God and repent for things that we have said or done to affect somebody else. You know, God's anger is revealed from heaven against all the sin and evil of the people who evil ways prevent the truth from being known. And today, we want to give you the truth. We don't want to hold nothing back because we know if it had not been for God on our side, where would we be today? And God calls everyone, not just me, he calls everyone to repentance. The preacher, the teacher, the evangelist, the pastor, the bishop, the apostle, the person in the pew. We all have to go to God in repentance. If you want to see God and meet God and go back to heaven, you need to repent about something today. It may be something you did, something you said to someone, that you need to repent for that. Because we want to give God the glory. We know we can identify sin and what should we repent from. Because it's sin that's going on in the land today. And everyone think they're on the right track. They're doing the right thing. Well, we all are learning. We all are seeking God each and every day of our life. So that means when we know we in error, we can go to God and ask him to forgive us. Because we don't want judgment day to come, our name be called on the roll, and we have 4 or 5 people that we need to ask them to forgive us, things we had in our heart toward them. We got to release that, ask God to cleanse us up.
Hello?
No, ma'am. Okay, let me call you back. I'm on the air with my broadcast. Amen, amen, amen. God is so good. God is a good God. Had a call came in even on my other phone. Oh. So area code 918-814-7924. Would you like to say something? Press 1 on your keypad. I would love for you to come in and share with me today. You may have something God have given you on the call of repentance for everyone, because it is needed today. And some people believe that once you are baptized in Christ, your sins are forgiven. Oh, we have someone want to come on. Good morning, caller. Good morning. You are now on the air. Welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach.
Good morning. Good morning. Just listening on this morning, and this is a good topic because everything we do, we have to repent. Even with repentance, you cannot just come to God any kind of way. You know what I'm saying? We got to come right before God. We got to come holy. We got to repent, and then repent means make a change.
Yeah.
Even with a repent. If I ask God to forgive me and repent, I cannot do the same thing anymore. I'm going to have to stop doing that day because I asked him to forgive me. I have to come repent. I got to come right with God. Even with our Christian brother, every day, when a person comes into sin or fault, I mean, I think about also 1 John 1:9, when he said in his word that if we confess our sins, that he is faithful just to forgive us and to cleanse from our righteousness. So in other words, once I repent and confess, I cannot do those same things anymore.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to do a change.
That's right. That's right.
The same thing I think about also even with David. You know, David cried out to God. The things that he repented. And once he repented, he did not do those things anymore. But then if he may be something that did, but he did not do that same thing anymore because he asked God to forgive him, and so he had to repent. So that's the same thing of with us as Christian believers. You cannot come to God in any kind of way for God to answer our prayer.
Mm-hmm.
You have to come to
that
God
is,
holy and right. You know what I'm saying? I can't come
right.
to God any kind of way speaking and answer my prayer. No, it's time to come out of sin. But then if we sin to make a mistake, but still God is there to forgive us once we acknowledge him and once we acknowledge, okay, God, I have missed it. So God asked you to forgive me. I'm coming to repent.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I repent and then make it right with God, and then God can continue and then be able to bless me.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. That is so true. You know, as I was reading in Genesis 6:5-6, it was talking about when the Lord saw how wicked everyone on earth was and how evil their thoughts were all the time, he was sorry that he had made them and put them on the earth. You know, when God saw that, that's in the Word of God. You can you know, read it yourself, you know, and in Romans 1:18, God's anger is revealed from heaven against all the sin and evil of the people whose evil ways prevented the truth from being known. You know, I mean, you know, you got to turn away from your sin because the kingdom of heaven is near. It's nearer than what people think it is. And, you know, God desired that we shall accept our sinfulness and turn to him with a sense of urgency and sincerity. And you can read in 2 Chronicles 7-14. And I'll turn on over there.
Glory, my people.
All right, go ahead, woman of God, go ahead.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and turn from the ways, he said, then I will forgive them, and then hear the land. But like, even with that, there are some things that we got to do first. He said, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sins and hear the land. So that's the steps you have to do. I have got to pray, seek his face, and then turn from our wicked ways. I mean, even by the prayer, I got to make sure my heart is right before I come to God and pray. I cannot come to God and pray any kind of way. If my heart makes it right, he's not going to hear that prayer. He said, turn from your wicked way.
That's right. That's what he said.
I have to make sure my heart is right. I have to make sure my heart is right daily. Even when I come to God and pray, I got to make sure my heart is right.
Mm-hmm.
If I come to prayer and then my heart is if I come to prayer and then my heart is not right towards God and not all right towards my brother, he's not going to hear my prayer until I repent first. I confess himself.
That's right.
And anything to hear my prayer. I don't care how hard a person pray. I don't care how many times they pray in. But even with that, we got to come to God holy and right.
Mm-hmm. That repent. Is so true. That's right. Repent.
I cannot live any kind of way and still got the blessing and answer my prayer. That's not what to happen.
That's right. That's right. Ooh, you know, and as I was reading that, and I went above where the Lord was promising to Solomon. You know, King Solomon and all of Israel spent weeks in worship and praise, stage an impressive display of their allegiance to God that include prayer, concerts, and feasting. But God responds to Solomon, however, with simple but sovereign advice. God told Solomon that after the dedication, when the celebration was only a memory, and when God's people had forgotten him and faced judgment, they would only need to turn from their wickedness and call upon him. He would not require impressive act of corporate praise. His people would simply need to be humble, prayerful, obedient to his will and way. Then he would heal them, forgive their sin, and again, make them a prosperous and a blessed community. You know, as I went down further reading, such a solution is still our best course of action today. We live in a technology advanced, complex, and competitive world. Many of us lose time, health, peace, trying to keep up with life race. Sometimes we succumb to the stress of trying to fail to find reasonable solution to difficulty problems. We would do well in such time to return to our ancestors' practice of prayer. You know, having endured the horror of slavery and brutal racism, they have a simple faith that proclaims, up above my head, I see glory in the air. There must be a God somewhere. You know, we must cultivate that same kind of faith that enable us to wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Wait, I said, on the Lord. That's taken from Psalm 27 and 14. Yeah. And also, you know, we got to take time each day to pursue in the midst of life pressures, to look to the Lord. Look prayerfully, humbly, and obediently to Christ, who brings prosperity and peace when the storms of life are raging. When we do so as individuals and as the Christian community, we can cut through life complex and find peace and direction that the world cannot offer. Although we still won't know what tomorrow holds, we will know who holds tomorrow, which is these Christ Jesus. So, like we were saying just a while ago, caller, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sin and will heal their land. They got to repent. You got to come to God and repent. You can't get around it. You can't go around it. You got to repent. You know, and they say, if they pray to me and repent and turn from the evil they have been doing, then I will hear them in heaven and forgive their sin and make their land prosperous again. You know, above all, listen to Jesus, the Christ, who started his ministry on earth with a call to repentance. My. God's call, everyone. Children and all, everyone means everyone, not just some, just not mom and daddy or the preacher, but everyone. You know, God in his grace has provided many definition, description of sin. I could go through Hebrews and Greek, what each thing mean, but when it boiled down to it, he telling us to repent. Repent. You know, when you have sinned against it, only against you, and have done what you consider evil, you need to repent. So if a person become an enemy of God when he is controlled by his human nature, for he does not obey God's law. In fact, he cannot obey it. Those who obey their human nature cannot please God. My, 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 my. You know, and I also, when I was going through, I discovered in Daniel chapter 9 that Daniel prayed prayer of repentance for his people. You know, the record show in the word of God that how he prayed to God and confessed his own sins and the sins of his people. His prayer is important because it shows us the depth and the variation of our sins that we many times tend to ignore. How many times have a lot of us ignored our sins and went to God to repent? You know, I turned to the Lord God to seek an answer by prayer and by supplication, with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes, you know, and had done wrong, actively wicked things, you know, turning aside. We have not listened to your servant, the prophet. And it was saying, all Israel have transgressed your laws and turned aside, refusing to obey your voice. That's in Daniel, the 9th chapter, 3 through 11. And when y'all have time, y'all can read that. And Daniel also referred to the coming of Jesus Christ. It is interesting to note the purpose of the coming of Jesus Christ, which will be completed after his second coming. And so we have to repent. You know, we see the main concept of sin in the Old Testament and the New Testament is the same. It is falling short of God's glorious, holy standard, whether it be intentionally or unintentionally. The call to repentance for restoration is most surely for each and every one of us. My, 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 my. Repent. You read that in the word of God, repent, repent. Turn from your wicked ways, then you can hear from heaven. My, 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 my. I thank God today for this topic because we all, not just me, we all are called to repent. You have something else, Carla?
I'm just listening right now. No, ma'am. Go ahead. I'm just listening.
Okay. And, I was thinking, you know, God brings us in our life as we turn to the power of God with generous repentance and trust and faith that accept forgiveness from the gracious God. He's just that kind of God. He don't require a lot from us. We put a lot of stuff on ourselves. And we all the time want to say, the devil made me to do it. The devil, the flesh got busy. It ain't the devil all the time. It's that flesh. You got to tell that flesh, die, flesh. Die today. Because I got to heed the word of God. I got to do what God says, not what the flesh says. See, the flesh want to do this, and the flesh want to try this. The flesh want to go here. And God is trying to get your attention. No, do this and do that. Then you end up doing something you ain't got no business, and you got to come and repent. Don't wait 10 years, 15 years. Repent then when you done it, when you know it wasn't right. Repent then. You know you talked about sister so-and-so. Repent. You know you had discord in your home. Repent. You know you did some things you shouldn't have did. Repent. And when you repent, God can look down and say, wait a minute, my daughter and my son, I'm going to bless them because they're honest, repented from their soul. They meant what they said, and I can see them have turned from that wicked way. They'll put themselves on the right track with me. And that's what we need to be today, ladies and gentlemen. We need to be on the right track with God today. We need to be knee-bending, body down, giving God some praise, right now, giving him some thanks, giving him some honor, no matter what situation you're going through right now. Continue on lifting up the name of Jesus. Continue on helping others, bringing others to Christ. And let them know that God will receive you with some things that you need to repent from, that you've been holding on to. Let them go today. Let them go. Turn all those cares over to God. He will surely, surely bring you out of whatever it is you're going through today. Whatever course you need to take in the sight of God, you do it. The things that God is calling you to the forefront, step up to the plate. Clean that heart out. Clean your mind out today, because sin is a bugbear. Sin is creeping up everywhere, in every household throughout the land. But you got to let sin know that the Holy Ghost and you and Jesus dwell in that house, that y'all going to serve the Lord. No matter what, you're going to trust in God. No matter what it look like, no matter what it seem like, you're going to put your faith and trust in the Almighty God, because he is so worthy to be praised. He is worthy, worthy, worthy. And when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's doing for us right now, I can't help but say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
to your name. Because he is truly, truly worthy to be praised. He give us so much. He do so much for us. And do you come back and say thank you? Forgive me for what I did. I repent to you now. My, 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 my. We have to keep our focus, you all. We got to keep ourselves tuned into the word of God. Because if that's the only way it's going to work. We got to go before God and give him the praise, give him the glory. Because he is truly, truly worthy to be praised.
Yeah.
So, you know, did you have anything else to say today, Carla?
I just knew this was a good lesson on today. This is a good teaching, and we need this on today, and we need to repent every day.
Yes, Lord.
Sometimes how the enemy try to come get us with thoughts, and our mind with the
yes.
To repent for them thoughts. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, right.
We have to keep our mind.
We got to repent.
We have to keep our mind right and pray before God. We got to repent daily. Forgive me,
damn,
Lord. Me,
that's right. That's
Lord,
right.
I confess, Lord, whatever I did, God, forgive me, Lord. I'm sorry. I need to help, because I know I cannot make it up without him. But I know through how the Bible says, through God, all things are possible to those that believe. So, Lord, I need something today, God. I'm coming to pen of anything, old me from the commission. God, created me, oh God, a cleaner. And renew
yes.
Me, God, the right spirit.
Yes.
So I can't pray and walk on the things of God. I can't come to God in any kind of way.
Any kind of way.
Oh, Lord,
That's right, baby.
That's what he said as well. BG holds from I'm holding for church. If that's part of wrinkles, people always want to blame it off on the end, but I'm not every day. So, sometimes God allows us to come into another place in him. Sometimes when God, you know, everything, it is not always the devil. Something
that's right.
The enemy
that's
does,
right.
Does. Some things we bring on ourselves because of our enemies to the word of God. And there's something God helps us to go through because he's trying to get us off another place, another level with him. I'm not every
that's
day,
right.
even with the testing trials I go through every day, it is not always in me. Sometimes God is trying to give me another place in him. And then, like I say, if those tests and trials don't come, sometimes we are not really totally dependent and trusting on God. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes how we get off on our own little world, our own little mind, okay, everything's okay. But then, no, deep down, everything is really not okay. God is trying to get us into another place with him. That's why the heat be turned on. That's why he brings us on top. That's why he brings us those tests and those trials, even to make us stronger.
Yes, yes.
Even with the message today, how you get to repent every day. Lord, forgive me, God. If I mess up, Lord, I'm sorry, but God, forgive me, God. I want to make sure I'm right with God.
Amen. Yes, that's what I do every day. I'm saying, God, forgive me, because it could have been something I did, something I said, the way I looked, that was not right to somebody else. Not meaning it, but I say, God, if I can't even remember doing something before the day is over, I done say it 3 or 4 times, Lord, I repent. If it's anything that I've done, clean me up, because I know how flesh can be, and I want my heart, my spirit to be right. So forgive me, Lord, You know, I don't want to be the ones who have forgotten you, because I know who you are. I know what you're doing for Sadie. I know what you're doing for Minister Tanya. And you're strengthening us. You're guiding us. You're protecting us. You're lining us up to go where you would have us to go. So, God, I gladly come to you and say, I'm sorry. I repent right now. I want to clean the slate. I don't want all that piled up on me. And at judgment day come, all this stuff in the book, all this stuff he got on me, where I should have repented for this, repented for that. Oh, no, Lord, let me repent now while the blood is running warm in my vein. Let me give him praise now, because he is truly, truly worthy to be praised. Ah. Ooh, thank you. I thank God for this lesson today. So I'm hoping those that listen this morning or later in the archives will get something out of them. For discipline and not ignoring, not getting presumptuous and prideful. Because we have so many Christians that are so prideful, you know. And it's good to keep yourself together, your spiritual everything. But don't get so high where you think you're above God or you know more than God, or you're going to try this and try that without God's consenting. And we have to repent when we're in worship, even in our home. We go before our altars or whatever you have at your disposal. Just think about the things that you may have said or done that you need to repent from. So we want to give God praise today before this topic, and we're getting ready to leave. But, Carla, would you mind offering us a prayer before we leave? Because somebody listening in may need this here, and that might be just give them a little urge, a nudge to say, wait a minute, I heard that prayer. It touched my heart and mind, and it's something I've been holding back, something I'm holding on to that I need to let go and let God. Amen, amen. Would you lead us in prayer?
Father God, we just come on now, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for this time. We thank you, Father God, for this study of your word, God. Father God, we just come repenting, God, of any sin, omission, or commission, create in us, oh God, a clean heart and renew in us, God, the right spirit, God, purge us, the hiss of God. Wash us, make us whiter than snow. Father God, if you find anything that's on us today, God, it's not being a ticket out, that we just release, God, every care concerning you, for you care for us in the name of Jesus. We just pray, God, for souls to be saved, God. The living is because of the anointing you said in your word, God, that the anointing, God, that it will destroy, Father God, break every yoke, God. We speak peace on today, God. We speak your strength, God. You said in your word, God, that if we abide in you, and if your word, God, abides in us, we can ask for what we will. We just decree, God, uncommon thing. We just decree your peace, your strength, your anointing, your power, your presence, God, to rest on about each one of us today, God. You said in your word, Father God, to cast all of our cares on you, for you care for us. Father God, you said now faith is the substance of things hoped for, God, the evidence of things not seen. And we just pray, even people come listen to this word of today, God, bless it, God. Let them be able to hear what the Spirit is saying, because you said in your word, Father God, for your sheep, God, they will hear your voice and the stranger voice, Father, they will not follow. You said in your word, God, for the good steps of a man, God, the word of my Lord, God, just touch on today, God, deliver today, God, heal today, God, set free on today, God. You said in your word, God, that if we abide in you, and if your word, God, abide us, we can ask for what we will, God. You said in your word, God, that no good thing, that no good thing, God, will you withhold. God, we just pray for us, for this rest of your blessing your people on this day, God. Even listen to the word later on. Let the word be a blessing to your people, God. We decree, God, and we ask all these things, God, in the blessed Jesus' name. We pray, amen, and thank God. Thank you, Lord, amen.
Amen. Well, Carla, thank you so much for coming on today and sharing in with the topic, a call to repentance. I thank God for it today, because we all have to repent of something that we have said or something that we have done. We are not so above God that we can't not ask for repentance. So today, as we get ready to leave the air, we want to say thank you for listening in to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is Overseer Sadie Elliott. And please do stop by the show next week. Become a regular listener. Call us in. If you have some feedback, let us know. We will be glad to hear from you. If it's some other topics that you haven't heard on the air yet that you would like for us to bring forth, just call, email us one, and let us know, because we'll be excited and elated to talk about the Word of God on Blog Talk to be able to share more with the listening audience. So until next week, I say be blessed, have a wonderful and a prosperous week in the Lord. And if I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each and every one of you all that's listening to the show, that's favored the show. And if you like the show, all you have to do is punch that die or email it in that you like Joy and Peace Outreach. And I would really thank you, thank you, thank you for coming, participating, sharing in the Word of God, because it's all about God. At the end, we have to know Jesus. No matter what all we have, it's going to stay here. But we want to go back and meet our Maker one day, and we want to get it right. So that means it starts right now for the cause of repentance for each and every one of us. And we want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And until next week, y'all have a blessed day in the Lord. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.